Hello, everybody. This week is Parshas Yisro. And Parshas Yisro, while it's most well known for the great revelation at Har Sinai, begins, of course, with the word Yisro, the name Yisro. Yisro is Moshe Rabbeinu's father-in-law, who shows up all of a sudden, bringing along with him his daughter, Tzipora, and Tzipora's two sons, Gershom and Eliezer, who are, of course, Moshe Rabbeinu's sons. And he shows up at the Jewish community, which is encamped around Har Sinai, and says, please send a message to Moshe. I have with me Moshe's wife and Moshe's two sons. But one thing that the Pasuk makes clear, somewhat clear, the Aramaic translation makes even clearer and brutally clear, is that Moshe Rabbeinu did not merely send his wife, Tzipora, and the sons back to Yisro when Aaron had told him that it would be too dangerous for her and her sons to remain and to go into Mitzrayim, into Egypt with him when he went to save the Jews. But it was more extreme than that. Moshe Rabbeinu actually divorced Tzipora. Right? Achar shilucheha means he sent her. And while in Hebrew that might mean that he sent her back home, the Aramaic uses the word piturin, which means divorce. You might say, why did Moshe divorce Tzipora? Divorce seems always very harsh, and it is, of course, very harsh. Because what actually happened is that it's not just that Moshe said, listen, I have a job to do, it's going to be difficult. Why don't you go home? It's safer for you to stay in your father's home. Rather, he understood that this would probably be a lifelong mission of getting the Jewish people out of Mitzrayim and into Eretz Yisrael. And Hashem, by commanding Moshe Rabbeinu to do this, was in effect telling him that he could not do both. Meaning he could not be a leader of the Jewish people and also a husband and, by extension, a father. This does seem to have been Moshe Rabbeinu's fate in life. However, it is not meant to be the fate of Jewish spiritual leadership, because the perfect contrast to this, the exact contrast to this, is Moshe Rabbeinu's brother Aaron. How Aaron was married, and there is a halacha that a Kohen Gadol has to be married. Not just that he can be married, a Kohen Gadol who is not married cannot do the job of a Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. So this was something very specific to Moshe Rabbeinu, that Moshe Rabbeinu was supposed to be on this level where he would have to do the job all alone. But Yisro thought that, well, maybe that was only for the dangerous period of time. And now that the Jewish people were safe at Har Sinai, they were far away from Mitzrayim, he could bring Tzipora and the boys back to Moshe Rabbeinu. Be that as it may, what we have here is this reunion. And Yisro decides that he is going to show up. So you could think what I just thought, which is that Yisro thought, you know, they're out of Mitzrayim, Paro's not chasing them anymore, so now it's safe to bring my daughter and my grandsons back to their husband and father. However, that is not the way the Medrash understands it. The Medrash understands that it is not him just bringing the family, reuniting the family. Yisro is coming back because Yisro wants to join the Jewish people. What does it mean to join the Jewish people? So it doesn't necessarily mean to become Jewish, as we would call it. However, he wants to come with the Jewish people and be with them at this point. So Rashi asks the Medrash's famous question, which is, what did Yisro hear that he decided to show up? So Rashi answers, he heard about Kriyas Yamsuf, the splitting of the sea, Umilchemes Amalek, and the war with Amalek. Why did these two events inspire Yisro to return? Many events happened in Parshas Beshalach. He might have heard about the Mun. He might have heard about the miraculous well of water. He might just have heard that they left Egypt. No, Rashi says he heard about the splitting of the sea and the war with Amalek. So if you wanted to tell me he heard about the splitting of the sea, so that this means that Pharaoh and all the Egyptians were dead, and that the Jews were safe, and that's why he brought them back, that makes perfect sense. But then he says he heard about Amalek. If anything, hearing about Amalek is a sign of danger. It means that there are people willing to attack the Jews even after they have left Egypt. If anything, that's a more dangerous time. Why would the war with Amalek convince Yisro that this was the time to show up? That's the question. So the answer is, as shocking as it sounds, is that Yisro and the tribe that he was part of, called the Cani, even though he was a member of Midian, was a tribe that was friendly with many surrounding tribes. Yisro was friendly with the Jews, but he was also friendly with Amalek. And you look, there are later stories in Tanakh that bear this out. He was friendly with both. So what happened now? Yisro decided that he was going to join the Jewish people. Why is that? Because he realized, I can't be friends with both anymore. I once told a story in Shul, and unfortunately I didn't tell the story clearly enough, and people thought I was telling a true story. It wasn't a true story, I was making it up. In fact, I've told it on Facebook before. If you scroll down a few scrolls, you'll see it. You might find it. The story is, imagine someone who lived in Europe in the 30s, and he said that he had two good friends. One friend he had was the Chafetz Chaim, and the other friend that he had was Lahavdil Adolf Hitler. You might say, listen, that's impossible. You want to tell me you're friends with the Chafetz Chaim, I'll believe you. You want to tell me that for some deranged reason you're friends with Hitler, I'll believe you. But don't tell me you're friends with the Chafetz Chaim and Lahavdil Hitler, yimach shemo. You can't be friends with both. You can't like both. You have to choose. And this is the position that Yisro found himself in. He loved Moshe Rabbeinu. His son-in-law was there fighting the good fight, doing what had to be done. He was also friends with Amalek. Can he be friends with both Moshe Rabbeinu and Lahavdil Amalek? Maybe such a thing is possible. And then he can just be a spectator and watch the Jewish people with pride. And then when he hears news from Amalek, he can listen to that, you know, in a disinterested fashion. However, when he hears that Amalek attacks Klal Yisrael, attacks the Jewish people, Yisro realizes, I have to choose. I can't be friends with Amalek and with the Jewish people in a disinterested way. I have to make a choice. And if that choice means I have to go to Moshe Rabbeinu and rejoice with him and celebrate with him and tell him I'm on his side and I'm on the side of Hashem, then I have to go, even if it means possibly being in more danger. And even if it means putting Moshe Rabbeinu's wife and children in some added danger, because I have to choose. The Jewish people are often in a situation where they say, I don't have to choose. I can be a good Jew, and I can be a good American, a good Canadian, a good member of world society. But there are times where a Jew has to choose. And Yisro was about making that choice. And I think that's why we have to hear the story of Yisro before we hear the story of Matan Torah. Because the Jewish people at Har Sinai, in effect, made a choice, even though they could have argued that they didn't really have a choice. Hashem was telling them. But just like at the Purim story makes clear, the Jews made a choice. Yisro made a choice. And even Jews who are not Jews by choice, meaning we were born that way, yet we have a choice to make in the actions that we make, the things that we do, the things that we say every single day. So we make a choice to say Kriya Shema twice a day. We make a choice to daven Shacharis Mincha Maariv. We make a choice to put on tefillin every day. And hopefully we make choices in the manner of a tree that I discussed last week, where the choices we make create a tree, meaning a system that's in place that makes choices the day, next day and the next day and the next day easier and easier and easier. But we have to make that choice that Yisro made at the beginning of Parshas Yisro. Take care.